Blog Talk Radio.
Right. This is Grand Folk Music.
To the Helios Biblical Hour, and we're not going to play much today because, as I said earlier, the show was only given 30 minutes from what it was shown. So those of you who are on the air or on the phones, please stay on because they may give us longer. But this is one of those strange things that I have no control over. They are telling me this. So we're going to, without further ado, we're going to carry on. Welcome with us the Book of the Sun. Today, is anybody listening? So what a great topic this is. Is anybody listening? And first of all, I got to give thanks to the brothers and sisters who came through. Started with us playing for a Black History program down here in the city. And then it's culminated with us having a little history program down at 17 Divide here in South Dade area. But unfortunately, you missed a awesome presentation, those of you who did not come. And we don't worry, we're going to do it again. But we're going to have to understand something. The key to everybody today is your word is your bond. That's why I say, if anybody listening, your word is your bond. That means when you say something, that's why we're in the predicament we're in today, because back in the ancient time, your word was your bond. You didn't need a contract. You didn't need to do paperwork, because your word was your bond. Meaning that whatever you uttered as a, was your document. If I said I'm going to be there, that means the document of your utterance from your soul dictated, declared that you should be there. But when you lie to yourself, this is what's going on with us as a people. We are lying to ourselves. The question is anybody listening? I want to thank Brother Benetti on the law for coming up. We had a drum circle with me, him, and my brother Brass King. We just did a little drumming, brought some young people in. Awesome. And I'm going to thank the Temple of my Fatah brothers who did show up, because I sent it out. Thank you, my brothers, all three of you who showed up. And my other brother, no, all four of you showed up, because my other brother showed up, Brother Alex. He's one of the brothers. That's the truth. You see, that's truth when it comes to being real. The question is anybody listening? Are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to yourself? So we got to come to that conclusion. Okay, I'm back, everybody. Like I told you, this is going to be a very serious show, because I'm going through technical difficulties with Blog Talk's claiming I have to go to premium. So if I go in and out, please be, I'm going to bring in my sisters. Also, y'all stay with me, because just in case they go out, I got Sister Sharina and Sister Akilia.
Yes,
I got you. I hear y'all, so just stay there. What's going on today? Technical difficulties, so let's get over that, and we're going to keep going. Just stay on the air, because they probably let us have extension time until I figure out what is their purpose of stopping us from going to the normal 2 hours. But I always keep everybody alert. This is Ashkenaz controlled, as is most media. And I don't know why we can't understand that. We did a presentation, and it said most of the media is controlled. So it should not be a surprise when they block out stuff like this, because we're coming up with some real documentational stuff about these giants that are being seen and been murdered as well. So there's different entities of these giants. This is the second part of last week, and we're going to carry on as we go, because it's what the Helios Bible is about. I'm going to go quick into this. It states that scholars from all over the globe has traced the history and saw that this came from Kibir, located in northern Mecca, where these giants called the Chad Giants. And the reason why I'm going through all this, because, see, we got to come up with some connections to why all this biological destruction is going on, and what are they keeping from the people out here, because they are finding excavations that is the potential to mankind understanding to what is going to be taking place, because we don't get it. That's why I said today's show is, are you listening? Is anybody listening to yourself and what's around you? Are you all caught up in the game of getting the, what we talked about yesterday, the colonial script? See, they still playing us from the colonial days. Y'all talk about Africa being the greatest mass takeover. North America is. It was the fastest and most progressive takeover in the history. Africa didn't get taken over to Cecil Rhodes, came over there with the Berlin Treaty. That was a couple decades later. But America was already taken over through treaties connected to keep what is called the Royal Archaeological Society, who has controlled mostly all archaeological findings. And I'm going to have Sir Seti on here Wednesday. I got to kick all our information out as fast as possible. Wednesday, we'll have Sir Seti. I want to ask him about this information that's going on, because, see, I understand we got scholars, but are we able to put the money for Sir Seti to go do research on a 24-hour basis? Are we able to do that, everybody? Ask yourself that question. Is anybody listening? They're spending billions to close Stargate. We ain't got no scholars that are able to do that. Best, at best, we are just debating with each other. At best. We don't have much time, so Dry Bone Connection is going to come out strong. I have a clip that I'm going to play because I do not know how long, and then we're going to start the discussion up. This was given to me by my sister Kira called Adam and Eve. These people went to Ethiopia, where everybody claims they go to the Nile, the Upper Nile, Lower, you know, the White Nile. They went inside the church. I've seen this from none of our scholars yet. But I'm going to ask these questions when we get our true scholar. And I believe Brother Sarasetti is a very unique and true scholar. But I want to find out why did none of these people show us the individual entities that was in the oldest church in Ethiopia. It's going to be a little loud because, but I want you to hear what these European scholarly individuals who was able to get the African Ethiopians to let them go into the building. They escorted them. Y'all be the judge. We're going to get this thing started right now.
Well, it's not your 91. Yes, I wanted to share this with you guys. This is a movie that I got from Netflix. And then I've been watching it, and all of a sudden they were talking about a very ancient church that was carved from in a mountain. And I just want you guys to see the paintings that they're in the mountain in the church. All right, let me go get to it, and just listen and watch the painting. I'll be pausing it so I can explain the truth to my fellow humans. Here we go.
To me, well, yeah. It actually comes into the Romans. Did the Romans ever come?
That's the church.
Oh, well, you tell me.
In Ethiopia, we accepted Christianity since the 4th century. And the first king who accepted Christianity was King Izana. It was during his time that this church was built. And this is the first Rokian church in Ethiopia.
Check this out. Watch. They call that a monster. What it looks like to you. Okay? I don't know if this video is going to show good as I see it with my own eyes, but I'll put the title of the movie or movie so you guys can check it out if you have Netflix. But I don't know if you could see it. It's a reptilian. Anunnaki. That's what it is. And there's a whole bunch of heads surrounding this chained monster, which in Templar's term, Christianity, is Satan, the devil. Alright, let's keep going on. Check this guy here. See those three guys right there? Between those three guys, there's a blue guy. And there's a darker skinned guy. And a clearer skinned person next to the other one. So, this is what I've been telling you guys about in my video, Tower of Babel. Alright, so let's keep going on. Okay. So check this out. So you have a blue person between all these other races, okay? There's a blue person at the end right there. And like I said, a darker skinned person and a lighter skinned person and a little bit darker skinned person. And a blue person. See, those blue persons are the one that has been recorded in Hindu history. And because back in the ancient days, we had blue humans, okay? Blue humans in this planet Earth. Like I said in my video, Tower of Babel, the blue, every ethnic except the black people are from other planets, okay? Black people are the original humans of this Earth. Every other ethnic is not from this planet. Okay, that's why the shutdown of the stargates, and especially in the Tower of Babel. or Babel. I believe these blue people are, forgot the name of that race, that alien race. You see, if back in those days we didn't see them like an alien. It was just humans, just like we see today, black, white, indigenous, and every other ethnic. And back in those days, blue people weren't that different than any other one. But there's a reason why the Templars twisted the whole truth of black history in this modern day, making people believe that the white history is all about the truth and not the black people's truth. Because let me tell you, this is more sinister than what you think. And I'm not criticizing ethnics here. I'm saying that most white people don't know who is doing this, or most everyone. They don't know who's doing this or why they did it. But the whole reason was, remember the chain monster? He was the one who started all this ethnic stuff. They wanted to change history. And this is not, you know, this is how they did it. All right? Let's keep going on.
It's incredible. Look at all this. It's carved just out of solid stone, out of the mountain. Do you know how long it would have taken to complete the church?
Just go in, you start, you chisel in and then out a bit. You just keep going until you had a kind of basic shape, and then you find the edges.
One year?
No.
How did it know? 1 year. But we believe that as a Christian, you know,
that the
were
supported by the Indians.
Yeah, right.
Look at all the gods fighting each other.
When we visited that church.
Check this out. On top, right there on top, you can see that's Adam and Eve, okay? Eve is eating supposedly the fruit, the forbidden fruit. And let me and see if I could go a little bit back so I can pause it. There it is. Okay. There it is. That's Eve on your right and Adam on your left. The name of Adam doesn't, that's the title of the movie, so if you guys got a chance to see it, there it is. All right, The Long Way Down. Anyway, the word Adam, Templars try to put it like the word Adam means red. And no, the word Adam does not mean red. It means black. Brown or black, but not red. Okay, so this is Eve on your right and Adam on your left. And in the middle is the horned viper. And this is what I've been telling you with some of my videos that I've mentioned, that the Egyptians...
That's it. The horned viper. Now, we are going to explore that later on as we get more into this subject. But you have heard yourself. This is a video. It will be on WWE Dry Bones Connection. I'm not going to give you names. Go on there and look at it. This is coming from the Ethiopian church that is engraved in the walls of a mountain. And they were allowed to go in. Now, I don't know if our scholars have was able to be allowed to go in. I don't know what many of them have seen, other than what's been so told thus far. But we are on a whole new quest, everybody. I'm going to bring in 1-877. If we go out, if I go out, they will carry on with this show. Because I told you Blog Talk has blocked me from going over 30 minutes a day, said I had to upgrade myself. Whatever that means, we will find that out. Go ahead, 9927 and 1877. Y'all have seen that video. Is that not amazing with the viper and that chain dragon that is in the halls of Ethiopia? Never seen. Why do you think that, y'all?
9927, Shalane. Yeah, well, I think it's,
you
know.
Both of y'all. Just come on in. Y'all on the air. Y'all don't have much time. Let's start talking.
It's in, well, the dragon is in just about everyone's, the Kemet race and every history. You know, as you do your research, you will find out that it has been in the Mayans' history. It's been all over the earth. So for them also opening that up and finally revealing it to everyone, you know, so that, you know, to let them know that this really exists and this is going on right now today. And it's also related to what's happening today right now with the ISIS. If you look, I posted something on your page a while back where the giants, they have giants, and I don't know where these giants came from, but, they're supposed to be related with ISIS, but I don't know who they're related to because they're like 7 feet tall. They got all these tall men in this picture, but they also have orange and black. We're also affiliated with the chakra in representing us too, so it's causing some type of fear. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'll go to Sister Keela next. Now, this thing that we're reading about the Chad Giants that I've got on here that came from the Book of the Giants, it says that these giants lived in Mecca. It says well-developed religious culture. They grew in numbers and founded communities in Fort Lemuel, Myahara, and they lived in peace. And listen to what it says. It lived in peace in their new land until the close of the 9th century when the Muslims made war against them, intending to force their acceptance of Islamic faith. They are called the Soas Giants that was converted to the faith, lived, and became servants of the Arab. The word is S-A-O-S, Giants. Look that up. They call the Zanzibar Giants, and you might call them the Watuti Giants now. Now, my question is this. It seems to be a concealment to destroy these type of understanding of what these people were. What's your take on this, sister? Sister Keela. Hello? 1-877, you on the air. All right, she ain't on the air. Let's go with 99, my sister Shereen. Now, you heard that. You've seen the video, right, sister, of that we just played?
Yeah, I've seen the video with the reptilians. I mean, I already know the reptilians exist. I mean, I know you know.
Hold on, I know you know. We are here to teach the people. You know what
I mean?
Know.
It's like these beings been on this earth. That's why I say that we need to know ourselves. Just like Benetti was also saying, Brother Benetti, we all need to know ourselves and find out who and what race we actually belong to, because we actually may be a relative of a reptilian or Archon or the gray or anything, you know what I'm saying? Any other beings. It's more than just those beings on this planet right now.
But hold on.
You don't know. Yes.
But let's just deal with what we're talking about right here. About, I said that video.
That video is proof.
Okay, because I was just talking and it just clicked. I was talking and just clicked me off, and then I tried to call back again.
I have no control.
But I was, what I was
trying,
yeah, they're doing some crazy stuff with Blog Talk today. But what I was wanting to say is about that video. It was normal for people like that to walk around because of the genetic mutation with the reptilian. And it's normal even to this day in 2015 for people to be walking around that's blue. They call them the blue skin syndrome is what they call them. And then we have to sit there and question and ask ourselves, well, how is that possible? It survives through the bloodline. The bloodline do not disappear. Especially if you have the same parents with the same bloodline. I don't know how I came across this on the video on Google, but it's called the most bizarre medical conditions on earth, and I put that on my my Facebook. And what you'll find out, you'll find that there's humans today. Now, we're not even talking about in the ancient times that are born with a tail, that's born with lizard skin, a black sister, but she may be a beautiful, beautiful face, but she got the lizard hands, the legs. This is going on currently. And why is this going on? It's because we are in the Aquarius stage. They have done a magnificent job in hiding the truth about the extraterrestrials coming down here, playing with our DNA. They wanted bigger, stronger, yeah, more intelligent people.
On.
That's why.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I want to that because you're rolling good. Because we got to get as much information as we can, because I don't know how much time we got. Here's what she just said as a discovery, y'all. It's called the Morocco finding in Morocco. Discovered. Y'all can look this up if I'm lying. Discovered a complete arsenal of hunting weapons, including 500 double-edged axes weighing 17 and a half pounds, 20 times as heavy as would be convenient for modern man. Y'all go question that. Now, here goes some more. Apart from the question of weight, the handle of the axe at all one would need to have the hands of the size appropriate to a giant in stature of at least 13 feet. So if it don't acquit, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Y'all been bullshitting, believing these lies that these individuals did not live for some strange reason. Because my man, if y'all listen to the tape, we're going to keep going. He kept saying, and the Templars, you heard from a nice Templar, if you were really paying attention. He said, and this is the Templars, no, Adam does not mean red. Did you hear that? Y'all have to start. And I'm really listening. That's why today's the show. Am I really listening? Is anybody really listening? Or you just having things go in front of you and trying to comprehend this? This precious stone, my sister Shireen should know this allegory stuff, is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You can have knowledge, but you don't have the middle is wisdom. That actually has a female principle. Wisdom, and then you'll get the understanding. Somehow we just ain't getting it. Go ahead. What y'all think about how come all this evidence is out there? Y'all just heard 90 seconds, so we're going to keep going. This is done by Bar Talk. Everybody, go ahead, sisters. Y'all try to keep it going if I go out. Keep going.
Think that the reason why most people, I want to watch this movie. I think that people should go check it out. Yesterday was, and it was a, did you see it, Shireen?
No, I want to go see it. I want to go.
Okay.
I would go see it today.
Go see it today,
girl. There's a real reptilian in there. Did you see the reptilian? I just seen the trailer. But there's a real reptilian in that movie. That's why I'm like, does anyone see this?
And he's talking. You should see him. He's talking.
Of course.
They're talking.
He's a soldier. He's a white wing. He's a white wing reptilian. They exist. They have a video on YouTube with two of them flying up in the air. This stuff is real, but they have suppressed the mind with lies, convincing you that none of this stuff is real. But all the time it is real, okay?
Right.
It is real, but it is real.
Yes, they label it as mythology. It's myth, and I'm telling you. When you walk away from that movie, people are going to be like, oh, that wasn't real. Because as a matter of fact, when I was leaving, I asked his brother, I was like, so what do you think? Do you think this is real or is this just make-believe? He's like, it's just make-believe. And they actually had that in the movie. They said that most of us, we are not going to believe it. So they can come down here and do whatever, create whatever. They got us so brainwashed into believing this is not
that is
real.
Not
a reptilian cannot
see. That is not real. You're right.
Yes.
Right, and it's real. And that's why it's important to find out who you are and what species you come from or who you are a hybrid of, you know. And it's going to be a difficult change in the mindset. It's difficult because it's stages you're going to have to go through just to try to figure out who you are related to. And actually, you can change the mindset of anything that they have been involved in, whether it's a negative, you know what I'm saying, negative, because I know each species have been involved in some type of negativity, because there's too much criminology on this planet. The mindset on this planet is so criminal, it's pathetic. It's like,
Well, hold on. Yeah. You say it's criminal, which is wonderful. Now, let me just bring this up while we still got time, because I want to get people to realize. There's another Giants, y'all. We did this over the weekend. I brought this up to those who did attend over there at 17 Divide. It says Zanzibar Giants. Now, look who it says in the recounting of the travels of Marco Polo. And I explained this to everybody. The name Marco Polo goes to a family of Venetian descent called the Ramazarios. The Masurios, the Ramazarios, they are the families that sent him out. And when they went out, look what Marco Polo said. He says, Marco Polo tells of running into gigantic people in Zanzibar. Concerning them, he wrote, quote, Zanzibar is situated off the coast of Tangukia, nearly 53 miles long and 24 miles wide. It is the largest coral island on the African coast. Numerous bays, reefs, and islands are found along the western coast. While on the eastern side, and he talks about on the eastern side where these giants were located. So y'all look that up. Y'all go ahead, because I'm trying to make some sense to y'all that we're not being told of the archaeological findings. We know what we know now. I know we give homage to the great ones, but they were not allowed to go into these barriers. They even kept certain Europeans out, certain Russians, because they knew what they were finding would transform the history books, and the history books is written by the reptilian race for the simple-minded people to be fighting over color and all kinds
right.
of superficial entity that we are fighting over, when the real thing is the DNA battle. The DNA is the battle. That is the only battle.
Our ancestors closed the gates. Now, their whole purpose is to reopen the gates, which they have done already in 2012 with the artificial gate they created called CERN, the LHC, Large Hadron Collider. So now they're getting ready to run it again. Now they're also having this event on 3/12, which is March, where they're going to do something in space where they're going to show how the planet and the sun convects and opens up a wormhole. Now, and also CERN has the same thing. Again, they're going to start the Stargate next month. This is like a month, like not maybe 3 weeks away. I mean, hey, next month ain't nowhere. That's next door.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because being that, and I want y'all to know it's a lucky number that's still on the board. All who are calling or texting me, I have no control. We will get to the bottom of this, because I was never told. You see me on the air. Obviously, it's being paid. Why I can't go over the minutes is going to be phenomenal. This is on the west coast of California. I don't know what's going on, but somebody told me that some phenomenals are going on because that toxic stuff is entering into that atmosphere over there in California. And California is where Blog Talk is located. I want y'all to know that. I don't know if they're having communication problems, but something is going on with the atmosphere, y'all. Something's going on with
I'm
the
sorry?
Atmosphere. Something's going on with the atmosphere based on
I think we just had someone else on the line, Dry Bones.
Somebody, go ahead.
Is there someone else?
You connected?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm on
I'm
now.
Connected still. Oh, who's that? Who's that sister? Say your name. Who are you on the air so we know who you are?
Netra Tainu.
Okay, good. Because we can't see nothing. The computer is definitely not showing you. I don't even know how you got on. That's amazing.
I connected her. I connected her. She called me and I connected her.
Okay, that's amazing. Yeah, because now, again, I don't know what, did you get the chance to hear anything, sister?
No, calling in, it just states that the program hasn't started.
Well, then it tells me that
I'm
still.
The program hasn't started. Now, I'm telling
you. When I call back a couple times.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when I called back, it said it was full. But I just wanted to tell, just to also know about the movie I saw on Jupiter, which what was very confirmation for me is there were so many different types of mutated people. With humans, you saw people that was ape-looking, animal-looking, human-looking, reptilian-looking. Different type of species you can think that was mutated with humans was a part of this movie, and just to simplify it, the movie was everyone was fighting over the planet Earth. They were trying to the mother died and was reincarnated. She had three children that wanted Earth, and how the humans that was in the universe maintain their life expectancy is through killing off human beings. So the humans here on Earth was like a harvesting net. You know, they killed the humans and they took their DNA and made some type of potion that kept them alive. And some of them were as old as 14,000 years old, the humans. And they were the ones who controlled the entire planet Earth. And they just made it look like, told us that the Earth, even though the Earth was here, you know, most people here on Earth don't understand the universe. There's thousands of different planets. And you know, here we are just, you know, fighting over land and little money. The people up in the universe or the entities or whatever they are, they're fighting over taking over planets. And so it was just amazing, and it all just ties in here on Helios Biblios Hours when we were talking about the giants, the DNA mixtures. It is so real, but so few of us can really imagine that. And they made that known in the movie on how they're able to come down here, do their thing. Few humans down here do see it. They do tell about it, but most of us here are like, no, that didn't happen. They're crazy. And, you know, there's no UFO. There's nobody up in there. There's no spaceships and stuff like that. So, to me, I saw it as a great possibility
of
what happened.
I'm glad you said that because, see, this is where we get confused, and I said again, is anybody listening to your own self? You have heard in most of our ideology, everybody, of flying saucers, Nation of Islam. What the hell was the mothership? You've heard it in the Yahweh, looking for a mothership. But they didn't go deep because they didn't have the money to do it. They just heard the story themselves. And they incorporated these stories into the ideology because these stories have been given down through the mystery system, a.k.a. Masonry, high degree, not just low social level, of chasing the eastern stars around the building, trying to get some. This ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about rituals, solar ecliptical rituals, based on the positioning. That's why it's called a Helios Biblios. The positioning, this is what these entities do. These entities doing things during calendars. And regardless of what I said, I wonder if anybody was listening. I said the Arabs killed the giants in Zanzibar. I hope is anybody listening? What you think they fighting them for? Those of you who are listening, they ain't in the Middle East for no damn oil. They got enough oil. It's oil here in the Midwest. It's oil here over in this country that's phenomenal. It's about something else. And because we've been trained by these elites and those who are in power, I'm going to let y'all take over in a minute, y'all get in here, those who are in power and those who we call leaders, how do we know who they really are? Y'all be their guide. Why are they guiding us into an inferno of racial hatred? which is be what the DNA would be able designed to do, because they know everybody's characteristics. They can create, because those of you remember what we said in the class, I showed you the head of the Vatican is ISIS. Look it up. The Vatican's ancient name is the House of ISIS. Look it up. See, that's why I tell people, be your words, your bonds. If you came yesterday, we could have had a deep conversation about this, because those of you who is in the area, y'all keep playing. Y'all just keep playing, pretending like this don't exist. And when it come upon us, and it's coming, because they're going to open up the Stargate. I'm going to ask us to go. Y'all take us for, if y'all can, try to get in there. Let me get my sister, because I got the Goddess Network coming on Tuesday. I told y'all, wisdom is feminine entity power. Understand wisdom, knowledge, wisdom, and then you get, that's always the triad. See, we're still dealing with the triad. These are the stories, y'all. We can't get around them, but we just don't know them all. So y'all curious, and I want to get a little bit on what we plan to talk about on the Goddess Network on Tuesday. What's a little bit you're going to go into?
So with the movie Jupiter, as the sister was saying, is also connected with all the other old movies. You look back to the black and white movies, they always showed movies about rituals. And nobody really, and then they convinced you to believe that this stuff wasn't real, and that they kept saying it was based on mythology. But if you look at some of them old movies that they made of Israel and made of over there in Arabia, and the Arabian Nights was always the market thieves. And, you know, if you look at them old movies, they actually were telling you actually how that was going on, that this was real. This is what was going on. They was thieves. They was magicians. They were doing all kinds of rituals. And as we have done the historic history of it, you will find out that that was real. And it's based in all the books that's written. So movies is nothing but visionary books. People don't understand that. They're visionary books. When you see it, it's just based off of a book. So that was written already. So now you have all of this in place, and you know that all of this did exist. So now you have to read. Reverse your mind, like, oh wow, okay, and understand that this is real, based on that movie. Right now, what are they fighting over? They're fighting over Earth. That's what she said. They're fighting over Earth, but they're telling people that they're not fighting over Earth. But at the same time, you're trying to get other people to come through the gate to protect what? Earth.
Right.
Are you really protecting Earth? But the question is, are you really protecting Earth? Because now you running to Mars. And now you
Now, what about what you just heard? Because I like what you said there. What about in that video where the man said that the original people were black? So that we got, he said, but the other races are not. They're from, you know, other entities being made. And we have to look at that. That's why maybe the blood, like you said earlier.
He's saying that the original beings on Earth, which we have been, you know, each and every one of us that are doing history know that if the original beings on Earth were black, then through history we're noticing that the original beings